everyone. I hope you're all well. It's me again. It's Georgina Bob, and welcome to the Georgina Bob Show. I'm here with Emma G, the wonderful Emma G Empires. First, I'm going to just tell you a bit more about myself, as I always do at the beginning of every episode. This is the second episode, by the way, episode 2. And it's going to be a wicked show because Emma G has got so much business experience. She's literally like the boss queen of business. So I'm just going to just introduce myself in the show, and then we'll go on to Emma G, who's absolutely incredible. Okay, so I have 15 years of experience within television and media, and I've worked predominantly behind the scenes for various broadcasters and independent production companies. I'm an award winner with my coaching business, Connected TV Coaching, which helped people find TV work. And I've also appeared on screen through my mental health campaigning, including the BBC Victoria Derbyshire Show, Channel 5 News, and I've also been published in The Independent. Now, the Georgina Bob Show is all about where I interview inspirational and successful people from various industries, and topics include business, media, music, careers, culture, and well-being. Now, this episode is all about Emma G, and she's literally top of her game in business. And I am so bloody excited. I'm so bloody excited. Literally, I'm so excited to interview you. Like, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
You're very welcome.
I'm just going to just introduce the sponsor for today's show, which is Sisterhood TV, which is my production company. Basically, I started the business. When did I start the business? Earlier this year. And since then, we've produced shows such as the Black Beauty and Fashion Awards. And we're also working on a show called Let's Talk About It with Tracy. The Let's Talk About It with Tracy show is a talk show that we should soon be filming. So that's amazing. And Sisterhood TV is all about pushing diverse women to the forefront of the media industries. So that is what it's all about. Okay, I'm going to change the setup because I'm not feeling this. The Georgina Bob Show. Do you know what I mean? That's a lot better. So that is my business. So first I'm going to introduce Emma G. Emma G is a change specialist and entrepreneur with 15 life coaching years of experience. 4 years business experience coaching, and she's also a certified and experienced coach, business analyst, and project manager. She has combined all of her skills and created programs for people looking to start businesses to help existing business owners scale up to six figures. Like six figures, like, hello, whoever's got six figures in your bank account, please let me know. Put six figures in your bank account. Hi, girl, good to see you. If you don't have six figures in your bank account, say, I want to learn how to put six figures in my bank account because I want to learn. Okay, so that's Emma G. And with her unique programs, Emma G also works on her clients' mindsets and lifestyles to ensure that the client not only ends up with a successful business, but also has the attributes needed to manage being an entrepreneur. Now, sorry, like I've run various businesses from like beauty, like I've done body shop, I've done network marketing, I've done TV business like Connected TV, which I won my award for. I've developed and I've worked on various businesses within various industries. So I'm really keen to find out exactly what are those main points that you need to be an actual, like, really good entrepreneur. Do you know what I mean? So hopefully we'll cover that today. Emma G has worked her way up in the corporate recruitment world to director level and has run her own recruitment agencies. Her business coaching started with recruitment startups before she expanded into other areas of businesses. Her main goal is to help business owners to reach the top in their field and to enjoy the journey. Ah, I love it. That is what it's all about, Emma G. So everyone, welcome Emma G.
Thank you.
Brilliant. So I have some icebreakers for you. I'm going to give you two options and you have to pick what one you think is the best and why.
Bring it on.
Business plan or business model canvas?
Ooh.
Oh. I know, right? You're probably thinking, what?
I go with business model canvas, actually.
Why business model canvas?
I believe it's more extensive, more complex. And the more complex the business plan, because it's still a business plan, isn't it? So the more complex the plan, the better for your business, the stronger the foundations, the stronger the roots that you're planting.
Amazing. That's great. I mean, I've done plenty of business. Hi, Michael. I hope you're well. Michael says, blessed evening, everyone. Blessed evening. Going back to the business model canvas, I've done quite a few business model canvases and I've written a business plan. Mm-hmm. So I think in terms of business plans and business model canvases, I would say the same. A business model canvas is more effective because you can change things around as and when you, do you know what I mean? So if you've got a business idea, it's like, oh, well, actually, I might change my services or I might change my target group or and then you can just move things around. Whilst with a business plan, once you've written everything down, if something changes, you've got to look at it and then rewrite it and stuff. And I just think
the whole thing.
That's just literally what I think anyway. But that's a good one. I've got another one. Saving or investing?
Oh, investing all day. I'm an investor.
You're an investor. My gosh, so am I. I've just started investing in stocks and shares and literally like I was like, oh, I need to save, which obviously everyone needs to save anyway, but when you invest and you see a return, that's amazing. But I would love to hear from you, what is it about investing that you like or that you think is more important than saving?
Smart risk, by the way. You've got to invest your money the smart way, you know, with the smallest amount of risk.
Yeah.
With some of your money, you can have higher risk with, you know, if you've got play money, I say, your disposable money that you can just afford to lose, then you put that in higher risk investments. But most definitely, you know, the money sitting in the bank, what is that doing for you?
Exactly.
You're getting zero return on your money. So if you know, and if you spend some time educating yourself on where to invest in the right places, I'm really lucky because my husband's a really good investor. He taught me and he takes control of that side of the house. So if I've got money, I'm like, yeah, go and invest it. Obviously, he shows me how to do it, but he is ultimately the one that overlooks the investments because he's very, very smart when it comes to investments.
It's so important. Like, I don't know too much about investing, but I have started looking at it and just putting, you know, a bit of money here, a bit of money there, just to see. What do you think of like Bitcoin and stuff like that and crypto?
Yeah, I've got crypto. I've got investments in crypto. Not Bitcoin. I mean, my husband's got Bitcoin, but I don't have Bitcoin. I wish I'd had Bitcoin back then. I think it's at 19,500 now. So imagine if you invest. I have friends, I know of people as well, who invested at the beginning and became multimillionaires from it. I've got investments in crypto and various other things as well, non-currency as well, you know, materials. So
interesting. Very interesting. Pell says smart risk excellence, and Michael Watson says sensible to put your money to work. Exactly. Now I've got my last icebreaker is Dragon's Den or The Apprentice.
Oh, Dragon's Den. I mean, Apprentice is just for it's you know, good TV, isn't it? Whereas Dragon's Den, there's so many entrepreneurs going in there with their ideas, and obviously they, you know, they get these initial investments from the dragons. So there's a lot more people getting help than there are on Apprentice. Obviously, an Apprentice as well, when you go on there, you get famous anyway because you get known. But I think a lot more people get help on Dragon's Den. So, and I love both actually, but I think Dragon's Den. Yeah.
amazing. Same like me. Like, I like Apprentice. Like, you know, it's quite entertaining. Yeah. Whilst I think Dragon's Den is very entertaining, but when you hear their business pitches and how they pitch their ideas, it's like, oh my gosh. Okay. It's quite, you can learn things.
You've got to be on point when it comes to financials.
Yeah, 100%. You've got to know your cash flow and all that stuff.
Yeah. It's
really important. Amazing. Okay. So if anyone's got any questions for Emma G, feel free to put them in the comments below. Hi, Tracy. I hope you're well. I'm going to start now with the interview questions. So you're a change specialist. Tell us, what exactly is a change specialist? What does it mean?
So I basically specialize in change.
I specialize in change.
I mean, my background is obviously life coaching and business coaching. I don't really like to be called, it's a bit cliche to be called a coach these days, only because when I started coaching in 2004, there was very few coaches out there. In fact, if you told somebody that you was a life coach, they'd be like, what is that? They'd actually question you. Whereas now it's such a saturated market. So you have to kind of stand out a bit from the crowd. And I feel I'm a little bit more than a coach. In fact, I actually borderline consultant as well, because I don't just coach people and direct and say, okay, do this, do this. I actually am very hands-on and do the work with them, which, you know, moves you onto the consultant arm as well. So yeah, change specialist. I mean, really, in actuality, I'm actually a transformation coach, you know.
Amazing.
Because I transform lives and businesses.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. You know, it's just like, I'm so glad that I have connected. I'm so glad that I have connected with Emma G, because she's literally like, I can transform your business. I can transform your life. Like, but literally, seriously, like, she's a hardworking, you know, businesswoman, and all due respect to you. So that's amazing. So tell us more about your corporate career, and how did you first get into your corporate career, and why did you move into business, into coaching, your own business, etc.?
Okay, started when in my teens, went to university, and then I actually started, weirdly enough, in entertainment recruitment. The reason why I did is I used to be, before recruitment actually, I used to do dancing and a bit of modelling and so on and so forth, like music videos and stuff like that. I wanted to be famous back then.
Oh, wow!
And then from that, I thought, actually, I quite like it behind the scenes. Yeah. So I was very into, you know, arranging fashion shows and doing TV, a bit like you, actually. I was really into the whole TV industry.
That's incredible!
And the music industry. And then I fell upon somebody that, you know, just basically I went into recruitment, entertainment recruitment. So I was placing dancers, actors into, you know, commercials, you know, like the personal advert and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And that's when I started my recruitment career. And then I met some, and the thing is, I was getting paid a very low basic salary, I remember, but I was getting really good commission. And then I came to somebody else, because I was still doing the fashion shows, and they said, you know what, you'd be really good at real nine to five recruitment. And I was like, yeah, like, you can make a lot of money. You make more than doctors, because you really do. You make a lot of money in recruitment.
Amazing.
Right. So he got me my first job.
He's
like one of my really, really good friends still now. So I went into my first job. I started off in IT recruitment. Kind of hated that, actually, because it was really hardcore. And it just wasn't the environment for me. And then I moved on quite soon after into public sector recruitment. And I was in public sector for years, like 15 years, I think, in total. In 2004, I had a bit of a epiphany, and you know, that's when I started the life coaching as well. So I was doing recruitment in the day, life coaching in the evenings. So anyway, back to my recruitment experience. So I worked my way up from trainee. I remember I started off on £15,000 a year, which was like nothing back then.
Wow.
And I worked my way all up to director to be earning six figures and more. And then I managed teams, and I directed offices, and I transformed them, and I started up new divisions. And I really was good at recruitment. I didn't necessarily love it all the time.
You had lots of experience in recruitment.
Yeah. Well, recruitment as well, I think most people fail to realise that recruitment, it gives you an all-rounding skill. So you learn so much about business. It's not just about sales. You learn compliance as well. Compliance, you learn sales, you learn customer service, literally everything, you know, networking, everything about business you can learn in recruitment if you're with the right companies. So, yeah, I carried that on until I just literally had enough. And I said, actually, I want to go into this by myself. Because obviously you're only getting, still getting, you're capped at like 20% commission usually. You get a really good salary, but you're capped on the commission. And I just thought, you know what? I can earn this for myself.
Might as well do my own thing.
Yeah. So that was, I've always been very ambitious anyway. So I can't work for too long.
That's it, girl. It's all about ambition and it's about doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to say we've had a comment here from Pearl. That's brilliant, Emma G. You are more than a life coach. That's more appreciated with your expertise and guidance.
Thank you.
That's very kind. Thank you, Pearl. Tracy says, good to your guest. I think it's probably good to see your guest. But thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
So, yeah, you've got loads of, like, recruitment experience. You've worked across the whole board in recruitment. You've worked your way up. So you basically nailed what it is to...
Yeah. And also, I must say as well, because in recruitment, you have, like, league tables.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I was always at the top. I cannot be mediocre. I've got to be the best at my game.
Yes. So 100%.
Put in as much effort as, and obviously it was more money as well for me, but I was always at the top. You know, I just wanted to, you know, be at the top of that board every week.
100%. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that mindset, making yourself the best that you can be.
Absolutely.
In your career at all levels.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So tell me about your business, Emma G Empires.
So Emma G Empires. So basically, just going back, so I started off in 2004 as a life coach.
Yeah.
My main and sole purpose, and still till this day is my why, my reason for coaching, is because I really wanted to help women out of certain situations. I wanted to give women options. So, you know, and it's obviously transformed over the years of how I give them options. Now it's more of a financial thing. Back then it was like, you know, helping them out of domestic violence situations. It was helping single mums to improve their lives, to give their kids better lives, breaking cycles.
Powerful.
Helping them with healing, you know, really powerful stuff. I started off doing face-to-face workshops where women would come in and we'd all sit in a circle and literally we'd all be crying for like a good hour because just pouring out their hearts of their hurts. And my main thing was I need to help them to heal. That was how my career started. Then I started to do more one-to-one work with people to help them to really go. I've worked with some incredible women over the years that have been through some horrific life situations, and I've helped them to go from that situation to become the best version of themselves. And that was my mind, you know, help women. And the reason being, because obviously I experienced certain things in my childhood that I didn't want anybody else to experience when they got, well, my mom experienced them, actually, not so much me. So then as that grew, I understood that women need financial help. They need to be financially independent in order to leave crappy situations that they might be in. If you're in a really bad situation and you're really broke, how are you going to leave? How are you going to get your kids and go to a safe place?
Without government
to help you, you know? So now, you know, I do the business coaching mainly for women, but I do have male clients now as well. So it's not just, I don't just do women because I've got some great male clients as well. But, you know, my main, going back to my why, was to give women options, you know, give people that don't have options all the time options. And now, you know, I do women and the 95% of my clientele is from the Black community.
Amazing.
So I'm also helping to build up, you know, Black businesses as well. And obviously a lot of women as well, but I do have some male clients as well.
I really resonated with what you said about lifting people from, like, you know, whether it's low socioeconomic backgrounds or whatever trauma or anything that they're in, that they want to change their lives for the better. You actually put out your hand and you actually help them out with your services. Yeah. And that to me is just so, it's vital, especially in the community and the like situations that we're in at the moment in today's society.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah.
Completely. It's like paramount. And I think that there needs to be more women and men out there to, you know, help others, because I'm the type of person, like, I have an innate passion for helping others, to make sure that others are okay. Yeah. And I think that the more that more people feel like that, I think the better it is for society as a whole, for business as a whole. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kudos to you.
I feel that we are, my personal opinion is we're all here to serve in some way or another. Some of us are real light workers and we, you know, shine the light for other people to follow.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are leaders and we help other people to serve, you know.
Yeah.
Going back to Energy Empires, I mean, now my business has evolved. So I have two arms to my business now. And the business side is business makeovers. I have done a lot of startups, but I've moved more into the transformation. So I basically go into businesses now. I look at them, I do carry out a business analysis and see, you know, where in their business model it needs transforming, whether it's the aesthetic, whether it's the front end or the back end.
Yeah.
And we give them a complete makeover. That might be, like I said, aesthetically, it might be their website, might be their social media, might be their marketing strategy, whatever it may be. Or it equally might be their systems, their back office, you know, CRM, CMS. You know, all of these jargons that we use, you know, to have an effective and smoothly running business. And, you know, in return, you get your freedom, you know, because you're not spending so much time on your business and losing money and, you know, just being exhausted.
Yeah.
That's what I do now. And then the other arm of M&G Empires is I still do life coaching, but I do it on a charitable basis now. So every 6 months, I take on two people free of charge for 6 months and I coach them every single week. And I've been doing that for years now.
That's so good that you just give.
And ultimately how I feel is the more you move up the financial ladder, the more people you can help, because it's not just about you. It's not about me. Yes, I like nice things. I'm a woman that likes nice things. I like nice cars, nice houses and whatever. But ultimately I want to earn as much as I can so I can give back, so I can help people, I can distribute my wealth. It's about building generational wealth. It's not about wealth, just about wealth for me. It's about what I'm leaving for my kids. Generational wealth, not just leaving them a car behind, leaving them, you know, investments and leaving them properties and so on and so forth. So that's what's important to me right now, building empires.
Wow, you're so powerful. Like, honestly, it's incredible. I've just had a comment through from Melanie Alvaranga.
Oh, hi, Mel.
And determination to be at the top. Amazing, energy.
Hi, Mel.
It's really, 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 really important, you know? So, good one. I've got another one from Cheryl. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Generation wealth is key.
Absolutely, Cheryl.
Yeah.
It really is.
Totally. And I have another one. Emoji, that's great. You are giving back to a needy community.
Oh, 100%. I think actually, in all honesty, I think that's my favourite bit of my coaching.
The
people that I like, it brings warmth to my heart that I can transform people, because this is life. It's not business coaching. It's life, you know, taking people through some really dark times and helping them to see the light and come through and really helping them to believe in themselves. And no matter what, you know, if you're from, you know, a council estate and you're on benefits, you know, let me take you out of there. Let's go. Let's walk this journey together. And I'm going to show you how to make, you know, obviously that's when the money kicks in as well. You know, let me show you how to get a really good job or open up your business and see light, and also to change, to stop it at that generation. So you're not actually passing that on to your children for them to feel that it's acceptable and for it that that's the only way of life, because it's not the only way of life.
I'm with you, girl.
But a lot of people don't have mentors and they don't have access to coaches. So they stay stagnant and they stay in those situations and they know no better. They're like, you know, how am I? It's almost like an entrapment. You know, they become entrapped to the system. And it's for people like, you know, light workers to come out and say no.
Yeah,
you're coming out of here, girl, or you're coming out of here, guy, you know, let's move up the success ladder, because you are entitled and you deserve more than what you are, the circumstances that you're currently living in.
Do you know what? I could repeat exactly what you said. Like, you're like my mirror. You're like my twin in a way of like how we feel about the community. Like, I totally get you. And I'm 100% like with you on that. Totally. Love this, Georgina. Emma, I could do with some coaching. This is from Tracy.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Well, you know where to get me. You can you'll put my handles up later, right?
Yeah, it's all on. It's on the bottom of the screen. So it says, "Follow Emma G on everything at Emma G Empires."
Yes.
So she's on Instagram, aren't you?
Yeah, the main thing at the moment, as you know, my Facebook got hacked, my big business Facebook. At the moment, my main handle is Instagram. Yeah, is the best place because that's where I'm more active at the moment. I'm daily, I'm posting stuff. Cool. So.
Amazing. So I'm glad we got that covered. So yeah. The next one is, what has been the biggest challenge in your business or career so far? What's been your biggest challenge? So, for example, whether it's in your recruitment career or coaching a client or sorting out your business or what has been the biggest challenge?
One thing that I still struggle with actually is letting go of things. That's probably my weakness. So look at, you know, obviously life coaching and business coaching are two different realms. Mm-hmm. Even though I would say that it goes hand in hand that when you business coach someone, you automatically life coach them as well, because if their life doesn't work, neither will their business. Mm-hmm. And it was basically niching, knowing how to niche. I think that was my biggest challenge. You know, knowing how, you know, stripping things back and saying, because, you know, when you're a bit of, you feel like you can do everything. When you're like, I'm a multitasker.
Very true.
And I want to do this, and I want to do, exactly, you want to do everything. But however, that doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve your clients. Mm-hmm. Because you're offering too much, mm-hmm. too much. And obviously, if you're offering too much, you're only offering a little bit of the much, if that makes sense. So in an ideal world, it's to narrow down your focus and to really say, right, this is who I'm going to serve. Now, I'm not saying that you can't serve other people in the future, because you can, but it's to really narrow the niche down. And that was really, really hard for me. Because like I said, I'm a woman that loves to do lots of things and put my feet in many eyes, but I don't do that anymore because it doesn't.
I'm exactly the same. Like, I'm like, I've got an idea. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then it's just like, I need to concentrate on one thing. But I never seem to concentrate on one thing. Obviously, I've always done TV and media and stuff, and that's always been my thing. And I've always worked for like different companies and independent production companies, etc., blah, 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 blah. But in terms of business, like, I'm like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm going to, like, and it's just like, no, like, LinkedIn is just so important. So
absolutely. Thank
you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, I know we've covered this already, but what makes a successful entrepreneur? Like, what actually makes a successful entrepreneur?
I think the number one element of a successful entrepreneur is loving what you do.
Okay.
When you love what you do, you are already way more successful, because obviously it then becomes, it's not a job anymore.
Yeah.
A task anymore, it's not a mission anymore, it's not something that, oh my god, I've got to get up in the morning. Like, you know, when you go to a 9-to-5 job that you really hate, if you pick the wrong business, if you pick the wrong path, you're going to feel like you're in a 9-to-5 job working for someone that you don't want to work for, but you're working for yourself, which is even worse.
Yeah.
So I think the number one for me is to love what you do, follow your passion. Follow what, you know, God gave you, the gift that God gave. We were all born with a gift.
I love just finding
that gift.
It's so true.
And it's about expanding on that, because literally I strongly believe, and again, this is my opinion, that we was all given a beautiful gift when we was born, right? And it's about becoming aware of that gift and making the absolute most of that gift. And that's another part of what I do. You know, I help people to find that purpose. And once you find that purpose and you turn it into a business, it's like a hobby. It's not even like, for me, coaching isn't even, I don't even ever feel stressed about coaching. I could work from 5 a.m, which sometimes I do, all the way up to 12 and have 5 hours sleep and not feel exhausted, because I love what I do.
Love it. You were just born to do it. It's just what you love every second of
it. Passion, people. Life is too short.
Did you hear what Emma G says? Follow your passion.
Absolutely.
I certainly do. I mean, in terms of my passion, I've always wanted to have my own show and I'm doing it now. But obviously, I'm doing it, girl. Thank you, my love. But yeah, so it's just like, it's just really important. Like, with passion, I think passion is really important. You have to have some sort of purpose in life, like you said. So for everyone watching, what is your passion? If everyone could write, please, what your passion is below, that'd be amazing. And we can just bring them up in the comments on screen.
The second point is focus, like we just said. You know, once you've got your passion, then to focus and see the path ahead. Obviously, plan and you know, put your strategies down of how you're going to, you know, your goals first. Okay, I've got this passion. So where do I want to take this passion? Let me, you know, become a master at my goals, you know. And then when you've got your goals, you go into planning stages and have a strategy of how you're going to reach, you know, those goals, and just stay super focused, tunnel vision, eyes on the prize, not allow anything to distract you until you get to those milestones that you want to reach.
It's so, do you know what, right now I'm just like, you're just talking so much truth, like I'm like, yes, like it's so true. So V Marie has says teaching. V Marie is a very good friend of mine. She says teaching is her passion. So
my best friend's a teacher.
Are you a teacher?
My best friend's a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, incredible.
So yeah, it's a beauty. And again, like, you know, I'm a teacher, but I just teach people in business and I teach people in life. You know, I think teaching is a beautiful thing to have. You know, we're all educators, aren't we? We're educating people in different realms. You know, I could never teach kids. You know, I have kids of my own, that's enough. Like that, the kids are not adults.
But that's good. I think teaching's really important as well, because you get to impart your knowledge onto the youth of the day, and you get to like make an like impression and change them for the better, and impart your knowledge and stuff. And I think that's really good as well.
Listen, it goes without saying, right, that if your children have the right teachers, it is crucial. It's for children to go to school and have the right teachers, and to have teachers that have an innate ability to connect with children and to really love their jobs. It shows, because your kids, you know, my kids, I can say to them, who's your favorite teacher? And I know that the teachers, I already know the teachers they're going to say, because I know that those teachers in particular were beautiful beings, and they really nurtured their development. You know what I mean? They loved what they're doing. They loved their growth. And, you know, it's a teaching is a beautiful thing.
It really is. Oh, that's incredible. Okay. V also says music. Now, V does a lot of singing. She's a really talented singer.
Really? I love a good singer.
I know, I love music. Literally.
I've got a bit of, this is a bit of a secret actually. So when I have free time, which is not very often.
Yeah.
I love to go on TikTok and just listen to singers.
Do you? I don't use TikTok because I'm like.
I don't use it. If you want to listen to talent.
Really?
I literally sit there for hours just listening to talent. Because one of my things, obviously, how I started was as a talent scout. You know, and the talent. So I've always had this passion. Like, if I could do any other job, it would probably be talent scouting, you know. And I just love listening to soulful voice. Like, you know, I'm a gospel girl. Go to church and get hit with the gospel. Oh my gosh. I love those soulful voices. You know, it puts hairs on your arms and you just, you know, touches your soul.
Cool. And we've got another one. Well-being advocate specialist. That is Melanie Alvaranga.
Love that, Mel.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I know Mel very well.
That's interesting, definitely. Yeah. I'm very passionate about well-being as well, because obviously with the whole mental health campaigning that I've done, I think it's so important for people to cover themselves mentally as well as physically. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always a lot that I can do and others can do in terms of their own health. But I am definitely one for well-being, so that's really important.
Yeah, Mel works within the NHS as well, so she's really helping people out with frontline services. You know, she's putting together amazing things to help people, because in that area as well, you really, really need help, because you know this job is so, especially now, it's so highly pressured that you actually need somebody to just go in and say, "Actually, I need help. Can I talk to you? Can you help me out of this situation?" So what Mel does is super, super important.
Big clap for Mel. Amazing. Yeah. So this is, I'm going to talk now about money. If you're ready to hear about money, I want to see money.
Money.
Money. Okay. The next question is, you help entrepreneurs reach six figures, yeah? Mm-hmm. What is your secret recipe?
Going back to, you know, loving what you do.
Yeah.
Having a focus, you know, yeah. Having the right business model, having the right business systems.
Yeah.
Making sure your business is aesthetically appealing, making sure that you have likability that people want to buy from you. Obviously, knowing the psychology of sales, you know, the right marketing strategy. There's so much to making six figures. And the reason why I say six figures, because ultimately in my life, when you reach that six figures, your life changes. Mm. That's when you can start building generational wealth. You know, even everybody has a coach. I have a coach. My coach is really big on that as well. You know, when you get to, it's about what she says, that she's, you make six figures and then take six figures. There's two totally different things, because when you make six figures, you're still getting tax. So you're not taking home six figures. And then when you take home six figures, that's a significant change again. You know, so, you know, it's all about getting to that point where you don't have to worry anymore, where you don't have to worry about, you know, where the bills money's coming from or what holidays, you know, go on holiday, there's a budget. You really don't have so much of a budget when you are making six figures. You know, it's a different ball game, you know, and obviously you've got, it doesn't come easy. And I will say to everybody out there that runs a business, making six figures is not a walk in the park. It is hard work. Everybody has to put in the hard work. So that's why I go back to my original and say, if you love what you do, the hard work won't seem as hard.
Yeah.
You've got to love, you've got to fall in love with your business.
You've got to love it.
You've got to love it. You've got to get up in the morning, because this is my office, right?
Yeah.
I get up in the morning and I rush into my office. It's really sad. I'm not.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't, it's going to take me a lot longer to get to 6 years. Do you know what I mean? Because ultimately, I'm going to be going at a snail's pace. But when you love what you do and you rush and you literally, you've got your goals in hand and you just literally run to the finish line. So,
wow. I feel like I've learned so much already. I'm like, wow, that's it now. After this show, I'm going to be like, right, that's it, six figures.
Literally. I've never spoken about this, six figures, me and you.
I know. Honestly, yeah. I've got Mel now. Mm-hmm. Melanie has says, great point, taking home six figures. So, yeah. Thank you, Mel. Now, what makes a successful entrepreneur? We've covered that. What are your top three must-haves? I think we've covered that. Okay, has anyone got any more questions? Feel free to ask Emoji, the queen of boss lady, helping the community.
Compliments, my all of that stuff.
If anyone's got any questions, I'm making notes, Melanie says. Amazing. That's so good, Melanie. I'm glad you found this really insightful and helpful for you. So tell us, what's the next phase for Emoji Empires?
Okay, so at the moment, this year, I've been, obviously because of COVID and I'm very restricted, I really wanted to do a lot of face-to-face events this year.
Yeah.
To give you a little insight as well, I wasn't online until this year, because I'd always done all my business offline. And the reason why I wasn't online is because I'm quite camera shy, believe it or not. I've obviously got a lot better. I don't know why. But when I was in my teens and in my early 20s, I was really like, you know, jazz hands out there. But then during my 30s, I got really shy. And I was like, actually, no, I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to be exposed. This whole social media freaked me the hell out, because I was like, I don't really want to be exposed and, you know, people to be seeing me. But ultimately, as a coach, to reach your wider audience, you know, you have to be on. If you're not online, you're going to be out of business.
No one knows of you unless only if you're friends and family or whatever. But
I made one of my goals last year.
Yeah.
The reason why, actually, because I lost my mum last year in October. And before my mum passed, you know, she was saying to me, you really need to get out there. Whatever you've got to do, break those barriers, you know. So I said to myself, I'm going to do this. So in this year, in January, I was like, right, I'm getting out there, I'm going online. And I dabbled a little bit, but I'd never really gone for, and I wasn't really doing lives or anything like that on videos, no way, because that was like, I'm not doing that. So, you know, I broke through some barriers and I got out there. What was the point that I was coming to?
So the next phase of MG.
So the next was this phase. So the next phase is obviously still to be more known online, to be, you know, because I do quite a few free workshops for everybody that's online right now. And Mal comes to my free workshops.
Oh, amazing.
So the last couple of months I did goal setting, I did business planning, and I've got one on the next Thursday, actually, which is all about mindset. It's going to be amazing because it's the finale of the year.
Yeah.
We'll do the free workshops to do more of that. But my business is moving now more into the business makeovers. Okay. So come January, it's going to be, I'm not really going to be focusing on startups anymore, because I'm going with what I love more, and it's transformations. Because I feel, so for example, I don't know whether you know about the Black-owned economy.
Yes.
Which, that JD set up. So when she first started up that page, I was helping her to moderate at the beginning, at like the first couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I saw so many businesses come through those doors. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But I was also seeing a lot of flaws in the businesses. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I would change that and I would change that. So yeah, I'm going to be completely focusing on business makeovers, but also the business mindset. So like I said, to really prepare you for entrepreneurship, because it's not a walk in the park. But if you're prepared and you have the right roots planted in here, you will be successful, and you will be successful quicker if you know the tools and techniques of how to work this mind as well. So that is the way forward. The way forward, I've got so many amazing things. My new program is coming out in January. I have got so much happening next year. You'll see me a lot more online. I pray to God that I can do some face-to-face events. I've got some amazing face-to-face events. Like, literally, I want to get on that stage now. Now I've got rid of my stage fright. I'm like, okay, let's go. And also, I've got a charity coming out as well next year. I don't want to say too much about that, but that's for kids. So many plans coming out, and obviously I'm going to still continue with my free coaching for the two people, because I've actually, it used to be two women every 6 months, but now at the moment I've actually got a man as well. So I've got one man and one woman that I'm coaching. So I open up the doors to people. Any coaching too.
Yes.
To all the coaches out there, you know, don't close your, I used to close my doors to men and think, oh, I can't coach men. It's very different to coach men, I'm not going to lie. It's a totally different ball game.
Yeah.
They need it. We need to reach our hands to men as well, because obviously, ultimately, they're the other part of the households. And if they're working, we're working, you know, a happy wife and all of that. You know, if your man's making you happy, you know, your life is good.
That's,
you know,
so
working on that family. And it's also to build up men to make stronger family units as well, because our children need male figures. You know, and if we start helping them to work on the mindset of how they're supposed to be in relationships first and foremost, how they're supposed to be within themselves, to empower themselves, then to empower the relationship, then to empower parenting, and so on and so forth. So
important.
So much to have.
There's so many aspects like you've covered, like that's just, it's all societal, isn't it? And it's all about improving and, you know, making a positive impact, isn't it, inside the household, business, mindset, personal, all of that kind of stuff. Okay, I've had a few comments here. I'm trying to inspire teenagers in foster care who feel there is nothing out for them. How would you approach them in the opening?
Oh my goodness, I'd love to hear from you, Pearl. Drop me a message, because honestly, that for me, that touches a heartstring. And even though I don't work with kids as such, but let me try and answer this question for you online, and then I would love to speak to you as well. You know, I'm trying to inspire teenagers in the foster care who feel there is nothing out there for them, and how would you, oh my gosh, that is so sad.
I know.
And you know what you've got to do? You've got to connect with their inner self.
Yeah.
You know, their inner self. You've really got to connect with them and tell them and show them. You know, if anything, the best thing that you can do is get mentors for them. There are people out there that will mentor kids. They will mentor them. They will say, you know what, I'm going to take a kid under, I'd take a kid under my wing. And I'd be like, let me show you, because you know what? I did a live about this and Mal was on my live last week. And just going back to my childhood. So I was brought up in a cancer state. My mom was like a single parent for most of her life. You know, I saw lots of stuff, domestic violence and all of that kind of jazz. You know, wow. Really, truly, my life probably should have been written off. You know, I went through that whole, you know, I stayed in a home for a little while and, you know, just a lot of stuff, yeah. Right? Yeah. And I had like one or two people in my childhood, which were like my uncles. My uncle was really wealthy, right? Yeah. And he was like that seed that inspired me to be better. And I had another auntie who inspired me because they had normal households. Yeah. And those were the little mustard seeds that planted that said, you know what? There's more to life than what your situation is now. So I think with these kids, is to find the mentors. Don't, you know, you could even start up like a project to find them mentors, you know, to reach out to entrepreneurs, to reach out to people that are really successful and that have a caring nature to take them. Because I'm telling you now, one successful person in those kids' lives can change their lives forever.
It's so true. Like, it's so true. Like, I'm with you 100%. Like, for example, like when I grew up, I had I was in foster care for a couple of years. Wow. And I had my auntie who literally imparted every single bit of ambition, motivation, drive. Like, she literally, if it was not for her passion and enthusiasm for my life and bringing me up as a child, I would not be the person that I am today. So all hail to Auntie.
One person to change a child's life, to change a child's view, to change a child's perception, and to change their future. You know, when they say it takes a village to raise a child, it's really true. It just takes one. And we all have to be responsible as adults to raise the next generation. You can't just look on and say, you know, that's what my charity is about as well. You can't just look on and say, oh, no, it doesn't matter. They're not my kids. Well, how? Yeah, because you know what? They're the tomorrow's generation. And what are they going to help? How are they going to help tomorrow's society? It's not just leaving it to the hierarchy and the privileged kids. It's about affecting the kids that have nothing. What, you know, these kids don't deserve to be in foster care. They deserve to be in loving homes, you know. Yeah. And if they can't be in loving homes, at least give them a bloody mentor, at the least. Help these kids out. And taking out a couple of hours of your day, just sit on the phone with them and say, you know what, this is the way forward. Sorry, I'm so passionate about it.
No, it's so true. Like, I'm with you. It's so true. So... tell us a bit more about the children's charity that you're starting up.
Yeah, I don't want to go I haven't announced it yet, actually, but basically what it is going to be is it's going to be a charity to help kids that don't have access to after school activities or tutoring.
Yeah,
I'm going to help unprivileged children to have access to that. Because, for example, you know, my kids don't go to private school, but they go to grammar school, and they worked really, really hard to get into grammar school. Now, the way they worked hard is because I was in a educational, I was able to help them education. So was my husband, because my husband's really, really good at maths and really good at.
Oh, amazing.
And we were quite privileged that as a household, we was able to tutor them. To get them into these amazing schools. However, I had my friend, who's my best friend, who's the English teacher that did their English. Now, we were privileged to do that. There's so many kids out there that don't even know about grammar school. You know, so many parents that don't even know that they could get these kids into grammar school. Either grammar schools are better than a lot of private schools. They are amazing.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. There was 3,000 kids that went for the one that my kids are in, and they only 192 got into the school. That's what I'm the competition.
Wow. Yeah.
If you can allow a few underprivileged kids to get tutored, to give them a chance to get into this, that's one. Also, extra activities from school. So music lessons, you know, skilled lessons that they can actually, you know, language lessons, so they can actually top up their substance tree. You know, I'm all about the garden.
To improve their character.
Improve their character to be around other people, you know.
Yeah.
So if you just give them a chance. It's all about, go back to the choices, the options. You know, I give women options. I give women choices. I give men choices and options.
Yeah.
What about the kids? Let's not forget the kids. Yeah. So it's going to be a big movement, and I'm speaking to a lot of people at the moment that are willing to, you know, put in the pot just to help, you know. But I'm going to be announcing it properly in January, where I'll start asking people to put their kid, nominate their kids, you know, from if you're on benefits and stuff like that, and you can't afford, because it's expensive to get your kids into extra activities. You know, you can, you know, it's like, I don't know, between 30 and 50 pounds an hour at least.
Yes.
You know, to do activities.
My auntie runs an after school club. So she's been running an after school club for years. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking after school clubs. I'm talking like, you know, proper active, like sports.
Okay.
You know, music lessons, language lessons, anything.
Activities to actually enrich a child's life and
because you know what? If you give a child focus as well, if they become most obsessed with one of these lessons, they stay out of trouble.
Yeah. It's so true. That is key. Amazing. Wow. Okay. So we have some more comments. Mel says, mental health first aiders. I am 1, 2, 4 adults, but they have the service. But they have the service for children and teenagers too.
First aiders. Yeah.
I'm actually a mental health first aider. I'm qualified.
That's good.
Yeah, I got some training in my last contract when I was working for a youth media charity as an employment officer. So that was really, really cool and interesting. So yeah, and Pearl says, thank you, I have the same passion. Mel says, yes, Emma G. And Mel says, amen, Emma G, kids and education. I have written a book about that too.
Yeah.
Wow, we've covered a lot tonight. This is literally like we're breaking barriers here. Do you know what I mean? It's just like important.
Putting the word out there, you know what I mean? The more people speak about the light and the more people speak about helping people, children, adults, you know, men,
definitely,
women, whatever, the elderly even.
It's important for society as a whole to come together and push
help needed. There's so much to do, people. There's no time to be sitting on your ass doing nothing. It's not even if you don't want to go out to work. Like, I'm not against anybody that's not good, it's their business.
Yeah.
If you don't go back to work, do volunteering. You know, I do shopping for in my area. Fortunately, there's like around where we help the elderly during COVID, and we do their shopping.
Yeah,
my lady that I've got, so I'm like her sponsor kind of. So my lady, I do shopping for her once a week, right?
Yeah,
is it by herself? And the reason why I mention it, because I just want to tell people what elderly people are going through. She has been by herself since March, since the first. By herself in her house, week after week, day after day, and the only people she sees every week is me and her cleaner. Put that into perspective.
Do you know what? That's just so sad. Like, but it's the current situation that we're in, and it's about doing what you can for.
Look in your community. There are people that need help, and even if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to do anything, just help somebody, please. Yeah. There's appeals for help with every area of people, you know, every single human being, with mothers or fathers or kids or elderly, you know, there's always volunteers needed. We are needed, light workers are needed. So please help someone today. Let it be your goal next
year. Oh my God. But you know what? It's everything that you've said. I'm just like, oh my, like, it's just so true. It's just like, yes, you're speaking so much truth. Yeah. Like, it needs to be done. Change needs to happen, and it needs to happen now. So
build a better world, and it all starts with us, you know, with ourselves.
It does. Has anyone got any more questions? Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up here. Emma G, where can everyone find you? So Emma G can be found on our Emma G Empires, isn't it?
Yeah, but you better off getting on my Instagram for now. I'm building back up my Facebook.
Yeah, so Instagram at MG Empires.
Empires, yeah.
And I'm just trying to think. If there is any more like questions, feel free to let me know, guys. I just want to say a big thank you to Emoji. You've smashed it tonight. Like, the content has been insane. Like, you've really delivered so much good content in terms of community, business, coaching, life. Like, everything you've covered has really made me think, wow, like, there's so much here that needs to be done. Like, and I think it's pretty life-changing. So I just want to say a big thank you for your input today.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come on and talk my stuff.
No problem, girl. But we'll be in contact anyway.
One of the pioneers of your show. That's good. Oh, she was one of the first before you.
Yeah, definitely. I'll bring you in when we've got a studio and everything. I'll be like, yeah,
exactly. I'm back.
But yeah, so this time next week on Thursday at 8 p.m. we have Dominique Variety D Davies, who is a disability activist and also a comedian. She's well known within the comedy sector, so big shout out to her. So next week, that's who we have on. So we're going to bust Bear Joke for Christmas, you know how it goes, blah 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 blah. I just want to say a huge thank you to Emoji again. My production company at Sisterhood TV is on Instagram and Facebook. We are a female-led and diverse production company producing content for broadcast and for digital platforms. So you can follow us on Instagram or on Facebook. And obviously, feel free to share this. Let everybody know about what we're doing at The Georgina Bob Show. And if you do want to be a part of the show, feel free to message me as well and let me know, because I'm looking for people in January to come on. And yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you.
Has anyone got any more questions or anything? What comments? It says, such a beautiful interview, ladies. Thank you, Mel. Wonderful interview. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, Cheryl. Brilliant show. Thank you, Emoji and Georgina. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Pearl. And Tracy, I can't see what Tracy says, but thank you so much, Tracy. I'm trying to think. I think that's it. But next time,
a good Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. Successful.
Prosperous New Year.
Write your goals down, guys, and smash it in 2021. This year has been a bit shit.
It has been.
Remember, this year does not have to represent next year.
Yes.
So whatever you do for this year, wipe the slate clean at the end of this month and start afresh in 2021. I'll leave on that note.
Excellent. So guys, see you next week at 8 p.m. on Thursday. Thank you, guys. Bye. Bye.